you've worked really hard to get here. Not just this year, but last year and your whole career. And this is kind of the big Everest of ultra distance running, and you're getting to the top. I mean, you're inches away, literally.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to get my head around it, I guess. It's just actually, I think, gratitude, you know, considering, I mean, a runner's life is up and down, you know, and success and failures and everything in between. And so I think, especially after last year, I think definitely I value it, you know, hugely. But you know, it's just such a team effort, because nothing would happen without all the track workers and the race directors and everyone who adds to the race in any capacity. So it's definitely like we're all traveling together, you know, it's not just personal success. And the thing is, you know, I'm watching Pranjal, he didn't have a day off from running, he came out the next morning after he'd finished, and he's running laps. And so I think that's what it's just about, you know, it's just doing what we love. And so I feel a little bit guilty, actually, because everyone's putting in all this huge amount of effort to put the race on, and we're really just doing what we enjoy. And so, yeah.
Well, I was going to say to you, one of the things that occurred to me is that perhaps with you, and maybe more so than a lot of other people, that the reward maybe is really here every day and not what's going to happen in the next hour or so.
Yeah, I mean, a few times during the race, we're so eager to reach a certain result, but you know that old saying that the journey is just as important as that's the destination. And it's so true, and like looking back at all the fantastic memories, every day of the race has just been really awesome. Like physically, sometimes there's nothing you can do, and you just have to try and be happy, and you know, it happens to all of us, I guess, that we just have to surrender to slow pace, and it's okay.
Absolutely, Sarah, and I think there are so many people, you know, who have followed your progress, like Bhagavata will be dancing today, and dancing knowing that you're finished, and dancing knowing you're not going to eat any more of her chocolate.
She did warn me that this is the absolute last day I could eat chocolate from her. So, yeah, so many people have offered not only material things, but encouragement. And this is what the world will be based on, is just encouragement, not criticism.
Do you think this little event here, even though it's, I mean, very long and hard, it does something for the world beyond these concrete steps?
This has been one of the main things on my mind, actually, you know, with the conflict in Ukraine and in the Middle East. And, you know, there's not much personally we can do, but I think this draws the world attention to something that offers hope, you know, and it's just about the hope of human aspiration. And you know, it definitely does something. I think if we keep focusing on the darkness and the conflicts, you know, things won't really improve. But I think definitely, and it was really good to see the media, the New York Times and, you know, different newspapers and coming out, because I think just to see the race, you don't have to really know very much about it, but just to know that it's going on, I think it does something really special.
Do you see yourself, I mean, once you get sorted out and at the end of the day and take a nap, take a bath and all those other things, is this something you would do again?
If life circumstances allow it, I don't know what the next year is going to hold for me, but...
Because there are guys here who, like Baladevs and the Anand Laharis, who feel that this is where they have to be.
It's just the main part of their spiritual life. I just have to be open to what life brings, but I certainly, even now, I'm thinking of next year and how to improve. And next year there's going to be some huge runners coming back, I think. You know, there's rumours that Grahak and Asprahanu and Galia and Atmavir and so many different people are inspired to come back. So I think the energy is going to be amazing. So.
And that helped a lot to have people who are really strong on their feet and pushing the pace along for everybody else.
I think it definitely, you know, and Bipin and a few others are even speaking of increasing the number of runners in the future, and I think that will just bring an amazing energy. So.
You know, one day I took a picture of the girls all together, and I know you find your inspiration in all over the place, but certainly young girls who are dreaming about doing something in this sport, when they see what you and Shukruba and Sharasha and Dhruvi and Jai Salini are doing, you're really showing girls that there's an awful lot out there that they can do too.
Yeah. Well, firstly, I kind of put Shukruba in a different class because I think 13 times she'd done the race. And I mean, it was just her whole life. It's amazing. But it's, you know, I think it's just time. Sometimes we want things to happen. I mean, I wanted to try the race, you know, maybe 7 or 8 years ago, and it was just not the right time. I hadn't got the experience and the miles on the feet. It was, I guess I just needed to develop a bit more. So it's just a matter of enjoying your running and see where it takes you, I think. So, and of course, relying on the spiritual side and keep praying to God, and if he wants it for your life, it will take place, you know. But if he wants something, a higher goal than being a good runner, you know, he might have much more inspired plans for you. So yeah.
Sarah, thank you.
Thank you.